John.
Is there a way to become involved in controversial political issues and so forth and still maintain, a correct living? I got involved in the county mental health board, took a seat on it because of an issue with a family member who doesn't have to live in this county, fortunately, because their services are freestanding. And, you know, I find myself in this sea of sometimes kind of behind the scenes, not in the meetings, allegations of misuse of funds and where all these millions of dollars go, and there's nobody helping anybody, blah, blah, blah. And so, you know, it's quite contentious, and I know non-contention is a hallmark of the practice. So I did read Noah Bean's book, helped me a lot. He wrote a book called Heart of the Revolution. He talks about our lives coming from compassion. But even so, is there a way to do these things without, if you're not a Martin Luther King yourself?
Right.
I even heard that you once protected some trees. Is that true? You got involved politically?
Yeah, oh, sure. Yeah, that's
true. You were an activist.
Yeah.
Well, so that is true.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was not just protecting trees, but a lot of education and not so much. Exposing corruption, but not in an over. You know, there's ways to do it that aren't contentious. There's ways to do it that aren't. That are compassionate. And I think it is important because you're looking to the benefit of many people, and you're not really doing it as a us against them and how to beat them and to denigrate them, put them down in some way, but to do things in a way that offers an opportunity for change, so that there are skillful ways of doing that. And one of the things that I found realized that you have to be motivated. You have to keep reminding yourself to be motivated from. Loving kind, the Brahma Viharas, loving kindness, compassion, sympathetic joy, equanimity, and that's essential. Otherwise, you end up getting burnt out, or bitter. It's not a really good option. So to be able to approach political situations with a, there's also, and that's where equanimity is really important, because some things you can resolve. I think it was last night at tea time, talking about some of the political, social aspects in Thailand, and just saying that the extent of corruption is just so deep, and you can't expect it to change just because you want it to change. And you do what you can, to try to implement skillful intention and skillful action, and see where it goes. But certainly, as a Buddhist, I don't see that as a problem. And on a certain level, I think there's a lot to be said for bringing in a Buddhist and a Dhamma perspective into social justice because you're willing to look at the longer game, look at a longer time scale.